on 7HOFM, in the front row with Beau.
Liam Neeson is back on the hunt in An Honest Thief. After meeting the love of his life, the In-N-Out Bandit, also known as Tom, looks to turn himself in for a reduced sentence and return $9 million stolen from years of bank heists. The FBI agents, however, see an opportunity to take the money and get rich quick themselves. Things then go wrong when an FBI boss is killed and Tom is forced to clear his name.
I've robbed 12 banks in 7 states. I've $9 million in cash. I want to turn myself in.
What are we doing here?
Confiscating stolen property for our personal retirement funds.
If they are willing to kill another agent,
what exactly?
What are they capable of doing to you and me?
My girlfriend.
She had nothing to do with this.
Agent Evans, I'm coming for you.
This is a fun movie. You know what you're getting in for when you go in. And really, since Taken was a surprise hit, they're determined to keep the 68-year-old ass-kicking Neeson hunting bad guys as often as they can.
Knowing how to blow stuff up, that's pretty cool.
The story here is nothing new. Even the cast won't blow you away. But that said, it doesn't make it a bad film. For an action movie, it's quite reasonable. And I think most audiences are going to get a kick out of it if they enjoy Neeson's tough guy antics.
I'm going to make things right. My way.
If you're a movie geek like yours truly, look, this is not going to wow you to the core, but it is entertaining. In fact, most moviegoers are probably going to find that this has just enough thrills and spills to make it a great and fun film.
I want to clear my name, which means I need a full confession from you. 5.
Personally, I'm giving it 6 Jaffers, but if you like a fun action movie, this ticks all the boxes, and most audiences, I think, are going to like it a lot more.
Ready to confess?